You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Momentum Metropolitan Holdings reported results today. They reported their first half of the year's results for the 6 months ended December 2023. And I'm joined on the line by the company's new Group Chief Executive Officer, Jeanette Marais, to reflect on these numbers. Good evening, Jeanette. Thanks so much for taking the time. First set of interim numbers. Are you pleased with the performance? Is the team happy with where the business stands at the moment?
Hi, Jimmy. Thank you very much. And yes, absolutely. You know, I would want to use a word like we are delighted with our set of results. I think particularly because it's such, you know, tough economic circumstances at the moment. You know, you can never be too optimistic, or you shouldn't be too optimistic about, you know, wondering that the or thinking that the market is going to give you anything. And in our case, really, really very pleased with our set of numbers.
Speaking of the market not giving anything, Jeanette, obviously there's so much at play for the Momentum Group. We've seen there's been an increase in a lot of things beyond the business's control, at least from an insurance perspective, as well as from an asset management perspective. Of the business units that Momentum has, or of the portfolios that Momentum has, which would you say has been the most challenging over the last 6 months to adapt to?
Jimmy, the most difficult, I think the two businesses that really have, you know, had to work really, really hard at their results. The first one is Metropolitan Life. Now, the market that Metropolitan, you know, operates in, apart from the fact that it is a very competitive market, mostly in, you know, the lower end of the market, funeral insurance or funeral policies, you know, low end savings products, that is a very tough market to be in at the moment. I think that is also the area of the market where our consumer has been hardest hit by high interest rates. I think, you know, even just food inflation and so forth, it's really been very tough in that sense. And what we as insurer need to watch very carefully in a place like that is what we would call our non-taken ups and our lapse ratios. And that simply means non-taken up means that you have an agent, they see a client, they write a policy, and then you never even receive the first premium. And then the second area is lapse ratio. So, of course, you have all the cost of putting that policy on the books, and then after a couple of months, the clients stop paying their premium. So that is an area where we have to be acutely aware that our agents need to write very, very good quality business and need to make sure that the client is actually good for that and that it's actually a product that they wanted and that they value. The other area of the business that is quite tough at the moment is actually short-term insurance. So Momentum Insure, you know, climate change, this is the one area of business that we can see it, we can feel it. Just in the 6 months, we've had two extreme weather events. The first one was the flood in the Cape area, and then late in November last year, we had a massive hailstorm here in Johannesburg. And when you are a short-term insurer, you know, those kinds of events actually almost have an immediate impact on your profit because, you know that you're up for 50, sometimes 100 million of claims that are going to come your way. And you know, those things are completely out of your control. So those are the tough areas in our business that we need to watch very carefully. But I think what I'm particularly pleased about is the fact that in spite of very tough economic circumstances, every single one of the eight business units that we have in the group have actually made a material contribution to our earnings. When you're a group like we have and you have different businesses, often what you find is that in times when some of your businesses outperform, some others, you know, really struggle. And this is the first time actually in the 6 years that I've been in the group that every single one of our eight business units actually made a material and positive contribution to our earnings.
And that material interest is, or the material contribution is clearly visible in the operating profit, despite all of the challenges that you alluded to. Operating profit still up almost 70% for the group. And this is something that obviously you then carry into the harder times as the business goes forward. Jeanette, I want to look at the return or the investment return for shareholders' assets. That's declined quite a bit. And obviously that would be with a couple of changes that went through the business, but they are non-recurring items there. Do you want to just take us through that as well?
Yeah, so the shareholder portfolio is, you know, it's an interesting portfolio because it's kind of the place where you park a lot of, you know, things that's not directly attributable to your different businesses. So the shareholder portfolio, for one, is from where we make, you know, material investments in businesses in the market. So, for instance, our India business, which is still a business in its J curve, it's a business that is not yet broken even, you know, capital contributions would be made from that portfolio in there. And then specifically in the shareholder portfolio, we also use that portfolio to fund quite a big investment in two fintech funds that we run. One is South Africa and one in the UK. And, you know, a year ago, and this is just how it goes with these startup businesses, a year ago, one of those businesses actually, you know, had a material return, which wasn't reoccurring this year. So shareholder portfolio, I think, is it's an interesting portfolio to look at. It's not necessarily a reflection on the health of, you know, our businesses in the group. You wouldn't, it's not even a portfolio that would often show, you know, a profit, because that's just not the way. Even things like our head office costs would be allocated into the shareholder portfolio. So, you know, maybe not a real indication of how we run our business reflected by our shareholder portfolio.
Jeanette, let's stick with the shareholders side of things for a second. I want to look at the buyback program. You've concluded that it's been going on for 18 months, and this last 6 months was that last 500 million rand tranche that was concluded by the end of November. What does that mean in terms of value being returned back to shareholders alongside the dividend or the interim dividend as well?
Yeah, and, you know, as you are well aware, you know, I think this is where our shareholders will also, you know, smile today, hopefully. We declared another interim dividend of 60 cents. That's 20% up on our previous half-year dividend. And then, of course, as you rightfully say, you know, the share buyback program. Now, we've also allocated another 500 million to another tranche of buybacks. And I think really where the benefit to shareholders come in is the fact that the embedded value of our business, and I mean, that's literally really the real value of our business at the moment, you know, is much higher than the share price that we trade at. And when you do these share buybacks and you do them at a discount to your embedded value, you automatically create value for your shareholders, because, of course, there's now less shareholders who share in the profits. And we've actually been able to make a substantial contribution to our shareholders in terms of the share buyback program that we've been on over the last 18 months.
That additional buyback, rather, will push the entire share buyback program to north of 2 billion rand, which is quite an impressive figure there. Jeanette, I want to reflect on something before I let you go, and that is the underwriting business. How is that doing? Because from an insurer perspective, that in itself is a business unit that operates entirely different margins and an entirely different landscape to the short-term insurance side of things and all of that. How's the underwriting business performing at the moment?
Yeah, that's absolutely true. So we really have three big underwriting businesses in the group. The one is Momentum Life, Momentum Retail, then also Momentum Corporate, and then, of course, Metropolitan that we've briefly touched on. But Momentum Retail had a phenomenal year. In fact, 86% increase in their normalized headline earnings for the year. And then Momentum Corporate, a 22% increase in their normalized headline earnings for the year. Now, I mean, these are two very, very different businesses. Of course, Momentum Retail literally deal with life insurance, you know, for normal people out there. And in that business, we've seen mortality profits or mortality profits returning, or, you know, an improvement in our mortality rates. And we're now more or less back on pre-COVID levels of mortality. And similarly, in Momentum Corporate, where we obviously have big group schemes. If you are in a pension fund and they offer you life insurance, you know, that would normally be obtained from a business like Momentum Corporate. So both of those businesses have really, really shot the lights out.
And on that positive note, I think we'll leave it there. We'll catch up when we reflect on the full year's numbers. Hopefully the second half of the year remains as robust as the first half of the year. And I look forward to catching up with you in a couple of months. Jeanette, we'll leave it at that for now. That's Jeanette Marais, who is the Group Chief Executive at Momentum Metropolitan, joining me to reflect on their interim results for the first half of the new year.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app. and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.